Okay, good evening all.
Good evening.
Such good energy. We've been speaking a little bit about Shnayim Mikra V'Echa Targum, and we specifically started talking about last night the notion of the Targum. What is that third piece that we're supposed to be reading and learning from? Is it supposed to be Unkelus? And then we said that's the ideal. It could be Rashi. It could, in theory, be any other Pirush, which gives a proper commentary on the Torah. But then he explains, let's say you just open up the art scroll, and it's just literally a translation of the text. You could say maybe it's not the best translation. It's not the most direct translation, but it's a translation nonetheless, and that's all it is. Oh, Mishma Targim Latzmo Kol Mila V'Mila. Let's say you got a big shot over here who he says, I'm just going to read through the Torah, read through it twice, and I'll translate the words myself. So what do I need a Targum for? So, Ein Yosei Bo Malkum Targum. This individual who either reads from the Art Scroll English, or he translates it by himself, that's not what we mean by Targum. Targum means an explanation. So Unkelus is the absolute best, but really any sort of a commentary, that's really what we're looking for. And then he said, Sarach Levate Es Hashemos HaKadoshim Gam B'Targum. One has to specifically make sure that they are saying the holy names of Hashem when they read through the Torah, that they're doing it not just in the Psukim, but also in the Targum as well. It's so crucial and so critical that a person should do this, that if they don't read it both in the Chumash and in the Targum, then one will have not fulfilled their obligation of Shnayim Mikra V'Echa Targum. Lo Yikra Targumim Tamim. So there is those who say that you don't have the obligation to read the Targum with the cantillation marks that might go along with it, but v'yishakasav sheminat chasidim v'anshei maseh lekroha Targumim imatanim. Some people say you should read it with the cantillation marks. Some people say you shouldn't read it with the cantillation marks. As long as you're doing it, however you're doing it, that works for me. And then yishi lizaher lekro b'chumash Targum shelo meduyak. So we all know that there are different types of svarim out there. There are different types of chumashim out there. There are the really nice, fancy ones that have the beautiful covers. They open it up inside, and it's impossible to read the text. And then there are the really beautiful textual ones where the cover is not so nice, right? The ideal is that a beautiful cover and a beautiful inside. But the point is that you want to be able to read from a text that's really nicely written and very clear, so you should be able to understand what you're looking at. So not just to find a very well-written sefer that the text looks nice, but more than that, it's that you should have the best text possible. That is to say that, you know, that the Targum is, you know, a couple of thousand years old, so it's pretty likely that there could have been printer errors over the years. So try to find the most absolute, ideal, and real text. Don't necessarily look only for the beauty, look also for the mamashus itself. And then he says, "B'psukim she'in aleim targum, kigun Ruvin, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, v'chadome, chayev likro gimel pame mikra." If you notice, there are many psukim throughout the Torah that we have that they're just list names, right? Many times when we have a census or something like that, we just list names. So how in the world are you going to have a targum for that? You look at Unkelus, there's no targum for that. It's just the names, the same names in Hebrew and the same names in Aramaic. So he says that therefore, since in general we have an obligation to read through the Torah twice and then a third time with an explanation, since there is no proper explanation over here, one has the obligation to then read it three times in Hebrew. So you're reading it, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, you could read it in the then in the Unkelus also if you want, but you have to make sure you read it three times and not just two times. A lot more to talk about, but we'll stop right here and we'll conclude with...
Somebody actually make a practice.